and welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, our term today is called art director. What is art director? Art is spelled A-R-T, and director is, of course, spelled D-I-R-E-C-T-O-R. That's an art director. Now, what's an art director responsible for? Now, the art director takes care of everything that you see in terms of clothing or background or stage. Those are the things that they take care of. They make sure that this is the way that the director, the big director, the film's director, wants. So the art director is making sure that everything that you see is really the way that the director wants it to be seen. Okay? They build the sets. Now, some movies, they'll have a really famous person, and they will have other actors who want to look like that famous person. For example, when you look at Elvis, okay, our Elvis over here, Elvis is a very famous person, obviously, and a lot of people want to look like him. The art director in movies makes sure that the people in the film look somewhat like Elvis, okay? So if the art director does a good job, then everybody else in the movie will know exactly what the director wants, okay? Coming up, American Slang.
Hey, 各位，来，下面我们进入美国俚语单元。那我们今天呢，继续来欣赏影片，叫《怪医杜立德》第二部。那么这个片子就讲到它里面的这个动物啊，都会讲话。哎，那下面呢，我们就不妨跟着我们的动物一起来学一学最地道的美国俚语。
Here they come.
You did all this?
Well, okay, boys, this is it. Remember what the doc said. If this punk tries anything fresh, we let him have it. Capiche?
I got wings, legs, tacos, whatever.
Taco? Did somebody say taco? No. Blend in. You're gonna blow our cover.
See, this is something I've really been meaning to do ever since we got out here.
Oh, really? What's that?
This.
You'd never know.
Now that worked out nicely. The drinks are on me, Jenny.
好，那么今天的美国俚语要教给你是什么？来看下面这个句子。这个句子叫 If this punk tries anything fresh.
If this punk tries anything fresh.
好，我们教给你的这个词叫 fresh. Fresher means an action or some behavior that is cheeky or inappropriate. 我们翻译成中文就是 fresh， 那可不是新鲜的意思。在这个俚语里面，它的意思表示两个，一个是不要脸的，第二个是行为举止不恰当的，都可以叫 fresh。好，我们来看第一个例句 ：If anyone acts fresh in class, then the teacher sends him straight out to the headmaster。这句话的意思是，班上任何人要是敢捣乱，就行为不恰当的话，那么老师就会把这个同学直接送到校长那个地方去。好，我们再说一遍这个句子，叫 If anyone 行为不恰当，在课堂上面叫 Act fresh in class. That's good. 好，我们再来看第二个例句。He is very fresh. He's always asking girls he's just met to go out with him. 这句话的意思你可以翻译成，他这个人脸皮非常厚，刚认识的姑娘他就约人家出去，跟他一起出去。He's very fresh.
Here they come.
You did all this?
Well, okay, boys, this is it. Remember what the doc said. If this punk tries anything fresh, we let him have it. Capiche?
I got wings, legs, tacos, whatever.
Taco? Did somebody say taco? No. Blend in. You're gonna blow our cover.
See, this is something I've really been meaning to do ever since we got out here.
Oh, really? What's that?
This.
You'd never know.
He French kissed me. Now that worked out nicely. The drinks are on me, Jenny.
All 下面进入经典对白。在下面的片段里面，你会看到 Dr. D 正在和别人谈判。他们在谈些什么呢？原来是他为他的动物朋友们争取权益。好，一起来听一听。
Should we put all our cards on the table?
Of course. This bear you brought up here has as much likelihood of making little bear babies as Riley here. Ain't gonna happen. On the other hand, thanks to you, I'm not exactly drowning in favorable publicity. So, here's my offer. I will set aside 10 acres. Turn it into a sanctuary. You can bring all your little animal buddies there. Plus, you'll be saving face. You won't have to admit you failed. You don't look like a fool.
And look, 10 acres is ridiculous.
That's the offer.
The deadline is Wednesday at 12 noon. Let me be clear. At 12:01, we'll be sending in every logger, every piece of logging equipment we've got. By Friday, there won't be a tree standing.
I need to run this by my wife.
Excellent idea. There's a payphone in the back. Calling your wife. Always a sign of weakness.
Hey, 我们来看下面这个短语叫 on the other hand.
On the other hand.
这个词组的意思很简单，表示另一方面，从另一方面去说叫 on the other hand. 好，拿例句看一下，怎么样可以把这个词组用活它。好，我们来看第一个例句。I really like to go on holiday to Hawaii and sit on the beach. On the other hand, I also want to visit the New York's famous galleries. 这句话的意思是，我真想休假的时候去夏威夷度假，躺在海滩上。可是另一方一边说，另一方面的 on the other hand, 我也想去拜访一下，去参观一下位于纽约的那些著名的美术馆。好，我们再来看一个例句。On the other hand, it's gonna be expensive traveling by plane, but on the other hand, we don't have enough time to drive there. 这句话的意思是表示，坐飞机去那个地方确实很贵，可是你从另外一方面来看的话，我们开车去又没有那么多时间。所以看那个短语叫 on the other hand.
On the other hand, thanks to you, I'm not exactly drowning in favorable publicity. So, here's my offer. I will set aside 10 acres. Turn it into a sanctuary. You can bring all your little animal buddies there. Plus, you'll be saving face.
好，来看下面这个原点。这个句子叫 You will be saving face.
Plus, you'll be saving face.
Saving face is another way of saying avoiding personal embarrassment. 就是我们讲的要挽回脸面。他为了挽回脸面，他为了要面子的 save face. 好，我们来看例句。第一个 He can't swim, but to save face, when they go to the lake, he always says he's just eaten. 这句话的意思是他本身是不会游泳的。但是为了面子上的好看，每当他们到湖边的时候，他都说我刚吃过，言下之意我不能去 swim。 好，我们再来看第二个例句。 After those big problems at the factory, to save face, the company had to blame the machinery。 好，刚才这个句子的意思是，在那个工厂出了这些严重的问题之后，公司为了顾全脸面 to save face, 他们说是机器不好，不是他们的错。To save face.
Should we put all our cards on the table?
Of course. This bear you brought up here has as much likelihood of making little bear babies as Riley here. Ain't it gonna happen. On the other hand, thanks to you, I'm not exactly drowning in favorable publicity. So, here's my offer. I will set aside 10 acres.Turn it into a sanctuary. You can bring all your little animal buddies there. Plus, you'll be saving face. You won't have to admit you failed. You don't look like a fool.
You know, 10 acres is ridiculous.
That's the offer.
The deadline is Wednesday at 12 noon. Let me be clear. At 12:01, we'll be sending in every logger, every piece of logging equipment we've got. By Friday, there won't be a tree standing.
I need to run this by my wife.
Excellent idea. There's a payphone in the back. Calling your wife. Always a sign of weakness.
好了，这个板块就要结束了。我们来一个快速回顾。 在俚语里面我们学了一个词叫 fresh， 好像在俚语里面的意思不是新鲜的了，其他的两个意思都不太好，一个意思是表示脸皮很厚的，还有一个意思是表示你的行为啊举止啊是不恰当的。好，接下去我们学了一个词叫从另外一方面讲的 on the other hand， 转折的一次。最后一个刚刚讲过的叫为了保全脸面叫 to save face。 好了，你都记住了吗？别忘了复习，另外别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Welcome to Movie Tubes. I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song called Comforting to Know from the animated film Piglet's Big Movie. The characters in Piglet's Big Movie live in a place called the Hundred Acre Wood. Them and all their friends love this place because it's their home. And this song called Comforting to Know is about how they feel about each other and the home that they call the Hundred Acre Wood. Let's take a look. Comforting to know. When the heart of the Hundred Acre Wood, the heart in this case means the essence of the wood, the meaning of this place for them, what this home means to all their friends. So when the heart of the Hundred Acre Wood is beating and time is passing through, time is actually an old English word for time. So it actually means it's beating and time is passing through. So as time passes, there's a shadow looking like a rainbow's halo. Shadow is what you see on the ground when you go outside and it's sunny. You see that black outline of yourself. That's called a shadow. Here it says, there's a shadow looking like a rainbow's halo. Halo usually means the halo of an angel. So this is a very poetic way of saying there's something following us that looks like a rainbow's halo. And rainbow's halo can mean promise or hope. So there's hope and promise following us in our home. And there I'm resembling you. It's a poetic way of saying, and there I'll find you. So this poetic song is expressing how much they feel about their home. It's comforting to know that their home, the Hundred Acre Wood, will always be there. These are what the words mean to comforting to know. Let's listen to the song together and join us next time on Action English.
When the heart of the Hundred Acre Wood is beating and time is passing through, there's a shadow looking like a rainbow's halo, and there I'm resembling you. More than fame, a name on a tree, more than power or might, sweeter than the treat of a honeybee, I'll be
comforting to know.